out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not awfully disgusting in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody,
you don't know what fucking day it is.
It's crab. I know. I do. Oh, I looked it up just now. Thursday, everybody. Crab diving live. My days are busy. They bleed together. I lose track. I get tired by Thursday.
And who cares anyway?
I like turtles.
And I like turtles.
These days were given to us by our Chris DeBan fucking oppressive godfather.
Well, it's exhausting.
Leaders.
That part's really exhausting, to be honest with you. Yeah.
People know what fucking day it is. Do we have to say it for them?
Well, no, when they download it. As a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher or at crabdiving.com. However you're receiving us, we appreciate the crap out of it.
Yay.
We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Lots to scream about, lots to yell about.
Thank you.
We thought yesterday was pretty chock full of news, but today is doing the same bullshit.
Right.
We're in the Trumpian era, and it's just going to get worse. It's just it's going to be exhausting from now on. We just need to order in and have oxygen tanks standing by.
Whippets, more accurate.
Lots of coffee or your favorite upper.
Hand me those poppers.
So join us on our social media and everything during the show at Crab Diving on the Twitter is our main form of comunicación with y'all. Or you can slip us a message over at our Facebook page. Etc.
Yes.
Strap in.
Gobbler.
I was going to say strap on, but then a turkey didn't make sense. We're going to be here. What is T Looney?
I don't know.
Let's listen on my sound effects board.
Yes.
This video's taught of liberal douchebags out there.
Fuck you.
Do you think attacking me is going to stop me from doing what I'm going to do? Fuck no, it ain't. I could give two shits less about any one of you. One of you liberal fucking faggots can sit there and drop fucking dead, and it wouldn't faze me in the least.
Suck a cock, man.
I got fucking family that's liberals. Guess what? I don't fucking talk to them.
They're lucky!
That must have been a drop that I accidentally put in the sound effects folder.
Fuck him.
But that guy... voted Trump. That's the Trump voter. That was long before
They're
Trump.
Fuckheads.
That was long before Trump.
Oh, he's an OG fuckface.
He's from a few years ago.
Eat a dick, fucknut. Hopefully you're smoking Pall Malls.
That was the T Looney.
That's funny as shit.
That was a classic. I'm going to keep that one.
Yes.
Join us and all that shit. Did I say my name? My name's...
Say your name. I'm sorry.
Say your name, bitch. My name...
You little son of a bitch, socialist cocksucker.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and two things. Number one, guns kill people, you fuck faces. You stupid fucking NRA dickbags and your fucking guns. Shove your guns up your fucking asshole. And number two... Please, God, let that Andrew Gillum thing, let him win.
Let those votes go.
Oh, please. The butt hurt would be so fucking prolific.
Let's see. I'm sure the gun one that Ryan referenced is our headline, if I can open this shit up. But let's launch right into the headlines. There's a lot.
Mainstream media
characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida, November the 8th, 2018.
The year of our fucking Lord.
These are your headlines.
It's guerrilla fighting. Yeah, you are going to be ultimately vulnerable to terrorism. And, you know, if that's what you start doing in the military, like the Greeks did, as people have said, Louis, you got to understand, you don't even know your history. Oh, yes, I do. I know exactly.
You studied military history.
Not a good
history.
Idea.
Oh, you're listen to that guy sucking his dick. Oh, you studied military history. You're a military fellatio expert.
Oh, yes.
You're a Precambrian.
Yes.
Reach around expert.
Is that Louis's own podcast?
No, that was dude who was blowing him at the time. I don't know what the guy blowing him. Oh, you know, you've done your you studied history, sure.
Louis, do you want a podcast and a blowjob?
I know what I'm talking about. I know about the Greeks, how they used to fuck each other, and that's why their empire died.
I know my jacking off history.
Can't go and sword somebody when you just blew a load all over the place.
Just sword somebody.
You're all tired?
Here's my lightsaber.
The headline over to the Commie Pinko Liberal.
It's
HuffPo.
Fuck you.
Is the... I thought it was the... It was the horrific shooting, but right now... It's a different story
shit.
At the top that says this story is pretty funny. Kellyanne Conway.
Yes.
Skeksis Barbie is married to a guy that is frequently writing op-eds for the New York Times that are anti-Trump and anti something Trump has done. He's like a constitutional lawyer expert dude.
Yes.
Who was I don't know if he was White House counsel or something like that, but, you know, he knows his law stuff.
Right.
And
he fell in love
with
Kellyanne.
Possibly not as well as Rudy.
Right. Oh, yes.
But,
is this the guy that fell in love with Kellyanne Conway?
Whatever. I don't know what.
Jesus.
I don't know what form she was wearing at the time.
That's the story to me.
Wrote an op-ed. The headline says, Conway husband speaks. It's unconstitutional. Putting this Whitaker dude.
Oh, shit.
This really fresh from clinging to the ball hairs of Trump. Now all of a sudden, he's in charge of the Mueller investigation. And for all we know, he's already been fully... briefed on what Mueller has, and I tweeted out yesterday how many nanoseconds between this fucking team treason asshole getting all the info that Mueller has on him right over to that fucking orange piece of shit.
Well, yeah, he's going to.
And all his lawyers.
There's no way he's not going to tell Trump everything he knows.
Right now, Rudy's like, oh, you fucked, Mr. President.
Oh, because he found out all the info.
I think you fucked up. We got all the stuff here. We're going through it right now.
We
got
to start a serious war or something.
So George Conway, the husband of White House advisor Kellyanne Conway, lambasted or basted, depending on where you come from in the country.
Turkey basted.
President Trump's appointment of Matthew Whitaker as acting attorney general. As unconstitutional.
Oh, shit. Well,
in what they call here a fiery op-ed.
I mean, his from the wife.
New York Times.
His wife works with Schindler.
Sure.
And so he's calling his
right
wife's.
Under him.
Ugh, God.
I mean, by hierarchy, I'm not meaning his.
Oh, yes.
She's way outside his age range.
Oh, really?
She's over 50. He's not
shit.
Getting that little mushroom head expanding for
his
her.
His wife, Melania, is she 50 or something? How old is she? Be best.
Well, yeah, he doesn't fuck her anymore either.
Be best.
He stopped fucking her when we know, at least, when she was pregnant and right after with, what's his face?
Hey, Melania, I have a question. When your husband was giving his presser yesterday, do you think he was be best? Was he be best at that moment, or was he not be best?
I think she's watching.
Yeah. She probably watched because she was like, oh, I want to see if he can get his ass kicked at this press conference. That's going to be fun as shit. I hate him. Be best.
I
be
think
best,
all she
Donald.
Cares about is her kid, which is great. But I mean, even her detractors have said they've heard that she's like obsessed with making sure that Barron's okay and stuff, which is good mothering.
You know, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I'm just saying, I don't think Trump gives a rat's ass.
I know. And, you know, I always remind myself to not feel sorry for Melania because. This is for me. But because every once in a while, I wonder what it would be like to be married to President Grabham by the hoo-ha. What do you think that's like? He's such an asshole.
Yeah. To be anywhere near him.
Oh, God.
After that performance yesterday.
Well, I mean, do you think she wants to fuck a guy mowing down on filet of fish in the middle of the night in his bed watching Fox on the phone with Hannity?
Yeah, that executive time doesn't include opening the hallway doors across from the first lady's wing.
I'm going to climb
going
out
to visit
the
West
her. Wing. I got to get out of here.
Yeah, some sheets were spotted tied together from the first lady's. The Conway wrote with former co-written piece with former U.S. acting Solicitor General Neil Katyal.
Katyal.
They wrote, President Trump's installation of Matthew Whitaker as acting Attorney General of the United States after forcing the resignation of Jeff Sessions is unconstitutional. It's illegal. And it means that anything Mr. Whitaker does or tries to do in that position is invalid.
Oh, shit, baby. Oh, shit.
Trump yesterday announced Whitaker as his choice to replace Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Blah, blah, blah.
So does this mean that this Whitaker guy is now in charge of the investigation rather than... the other dude, Rosenstein.
Yeah, I mean, Rosenstein would have to automatically turn over the reins.
Can Rosenstein...
to this dude.
Can he do that knowing what he's just learned from this article, that it's unconstitutional?
It might be too late. I mean, he announced him yesterday. That guy could walk in yesterday after the announcement, and because he's been... we're getting rat-fucked. This is because it's an interim appointment.
What?
So he's got 220 days or something like that that guy can serve.
This is crazy, dude.
As it wasn't confirmed by the Senate. And that's what these guys are arguing, that they say that a principal officer, such as acting attorney general of the United States, must be confirmed by the Senate.
Oh, shit.
By evading such a procedure, it, quote, defies one of the explicit checks and balances set out in the Constitution, a provision designed to protect and decided to protect us all against the centralization of government power. So in other words, you can't, it needs to be vetted, the people
right,
you put in.
Right.
You can't put a political sack licker like Whitaker in.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, it's like, I think the spirit of our government is lost on this fucking rapist in chief, do you think?
Yeah, they're even saying that Whitaker would never get confirmed by the incoming Republican Senate. He just doesn't have the qualifications
and stuff.
They don't
think
he would be if Trump tried to ram him in there.
Well, I mean, how much?
Plus, there is a law that says he can't.
Oh, okay.
Like he can't put the dude that he is planning on nominating in an interim case, because that's like putting somebody in without vetting them through the Senate.
How much weight do you have to bench to qualify to be AG? Because I saw these pictures of him lifting weights.
His Twitter feed, his header is him, big shaved head. He should have a police uniform on and be, you know, clubbing some black people. God. That's the kind of image he's portraying.
You know, Trump loves that. He loves that. Big, strong-looking guy, shaved head, totalitarian wacko, you know?
McMaster was such a disappointment.
Right. Oh, yeah. This guy's a total bear. He's a daddy. He's a leather daddy.
The op-ed says that the American people cannot tolerate such an evasion of the Constitution's very explicit, textually
precise design. Senate confirmation exists for a simple and good reason. Constitutionally, Matthew Whitaker is a nobody. His job as Mr. Sessions' chief of staff did not require Senate confirmation. So he could, Trump, they're saying, I guess Trump could put Ben Carson in there.
Okay.
Or anyone else that's in some capacity been confirmed by the Senate in an interim basis. But when you to name a permanent person, they have to go through confirmation.
So why the fuck didn't he fucking do that? Why not let, who's the guy that was head of the EPA? What's his
Pruitt?
Name? Let Pruitt do it. He got confirmed. I mean, I know he's not.
Well, sure, he could come back. Price isn't doing anything either.
Yeah, I mean, at least those guys would be.
Omarosa? No, she wasn't confirmed.
Right. You know, if we fast
Priebus.
Forward. Oh, Priebus, yes.
I don't think he was confirmed. I don't think you have to confirm your chief of staff.
If we went 200 years in the future and you're reading this in the history books, to me, I would be reading along in this chapter, and the next chapter would be Joe Biden and Barack Hussein Obama right into the White House with, you know, fucking four columns of the goddamn National Guard, and they take over the fucking White House, and they oust Trump and all this shit. I don't know that that would look so insane. If I'm reading, you know what I mean? If I read that in a history book, that would almost seem reasonable, because this is bullshit.
Well, yeah, we're
this hoping, is crazy.
It doesn't come to that,
God
but...
God damn!
Andrew Napolitano, and we talked about this yesterday. Andrew Napolitano, there's I think over at Raw Story they've got it where the Fox and Friends in the morning were baffled by Andrew Napolitano coming on and spreading truth to them and saying, you know, I don't think he could do this. I think it's illegal. And they were like, whoa, what are you talking about? But the president did it. Nothing the president does could be illegal.
Right, nothing at all.
He's running the law. Duh. Napolitano said, under the law, the person running the Department of Justice must have been approved by the United States Senate for some previous position, even in an interim post.
No shit.
So I'm assuming the Democrats are suing the fuck.
Oh, of course.
I assume
they
something
better
is,
be.
Is happening, right? I mean, they're not just like, oh, yeah, go ahead.
At some point, we have to wonder, when do we need help? When do we need help?
This is from the HuffPo, a consistent critic of the president, Conway hasn't shied away from speaking his mind about Trump, has been extremely vocal in the last few weeks. Last week, in just one day, he both encouraged social media users to pile on the president for his attacks on journalists and slammed the president's proposal to use an executive order to end birthright citizenship.
Wait, how is this guy married to Kellyanne Conway? Dude, you're married to the enemy. Honestly, I mean, it bothers me. He's married. He's married to the Schindler administration. Disgusting.
I think they have Spawn.
I mean,
as of Thursday, this is my favorite paragraph.
My God.
As of Thursday afternoon, Kellyanne Conway did not share her husband's op-ed on her Twitter page or appear to comment on it publicly.
Hey, what's his name? George?
George Conway.
George, divorce her. Divorce her. Or else how can you stand on this side? I'm serious.
Yeah, it's dude. Not like Mary Matlin and James Carville, where it was just a total existential.
Mary Matlin was married to James Carville.
Yes,
the deaf actress
Marley Matlin
because Marley Matlin
deaf
was
deaf actress.
Damn, I just got it by like I just missed it by
the NL.
Yeah, you know, but I thought you were fucking it up because. Wait, Marley Matlin, the actress?
Yes.
Was in the West Wing?
Yes.
And I thought you were getting her mixed up with the West Wing, like, you know.
No. Mary Matlin, the political commentator, and I think she was in some staff or something, but with the White House. And James Carville, who wasn't he the campaign manager for Bill Clinton?
Right.
He was on NBC the other night for the live coverage of the elections, and he was like like, well, ain't no blue wave, but you know, it's overall it's gonna be a good night. He goes, but I can't even talk about Florida, it makes me sick. Makes me sick to think about Florida.
But you're right. It's nothing like that. Kellyanne Conway married to this George Conway guy.
Right. This is like existential good versus evil. I mean, like cartoonish evil. And well, we get to Wisconsin.
Get a divorce. George, listen to me. Get a fucking divorce. Yeah. She's part of her role in history. What?
I can't imagine what it's like.
Well, take that away. Her role in history is evil. Is evil. You're married to a woman that helps put kids in cages, that helps separate families.
She's the Baghdad Bob of the, well, no, that's more Huckabee, but.
God, George.
But she's loathsome. She's on today.
Right. George, do you have gay friends? Do you have trans friends? How do you look them in the eye and you're married to the fucking enemy? Jeez.
He might be conservative, but just, not real happy with the way.
Anybody married to anybody that's propping up this bullshit should search themselves. You want to be a part of this shit? Because you are.
So that's the headline at the Huffington Post. Over to the Drudge Report.
Yes.
The headline is about the horrific shooting at the Borderline Bar in Thousand Oaks, California, kind of a burb of Los Angeles up in the valley, about 40 miles west of Los Angeles. It says war vet slaughters 12 at Borderline Bar was the name of the bar. It leads to the Daily Mail.
Oh, shit.
So here's the whole story in headline form.
I love it.
Tattooed ex-Marine who killed 12 people in country music bar massacre had PTSD. Well, once again, now we're failing on multiple levels.
Can I say something real quick? When I said I love it, I meant I love the fact that we're reading a Daily Mail article and it's short and easy to understand.
Understood that.
I just want to make that clear. I don't love the shooting. I love the length of this article.
But they'll cut it off there, and then they'll play it on, Breitbart.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to the libtards say they love the killing.
Oh, you gun people suck a cock.
Tattooed ex-Marine who killed 12 people in country music bar massacre had PTSD. Again, like I said, we've double failed. He's got guns, and he's untreated for PTSD.
Shit, man.
Gunman 28 terrified his mother and neighbors after returning from Afghanistan tour.
Oh,
before
my God.
He opened fire on student night. Ian Long, 28, opened fire at the Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks at 11:20 p.m. last night. Dressed in all black, walked in with a legally owned 45 caliber. It doesn't say here, but it's a Glock.
He legally owned a gun, but he had PTSD.
Exactly.
Jeez.
With an extended magazine. I don't think we have the data on that, but some of the extended magazines they sell will hold 30 rounds.
Are those legal?
Not everywhere.
Yeah, surely not in California.
Don't know.
God.
Witnesses said that he also set off smoke grenades inside to confuse the crowd as they ran for their lives. The police are saying that in April, they and mental health specialists had been called to his house after neighbors heard crashes coming from inside. They decided he was not qualified to be committed involuntarily at the time, and they left him at home with his mother.
Oh, my God. So this guy owned these guns, though? Or the guns?
Well, yeah. Don't you think at that point they might have said, hey, we're going to hang on to these for a minute.
Yeah.
And we're going to evaluate whether you are...
But what about the rights
my
in the
freedom.
Constitution?
What about my Second Amendment right?
That our fucking
right
slave-owning goddamn forefathers scrawled with a feather quill on parchment. What about that fucking shit?
Don't abridge my rights.
Fuck.
He served in the Marines for 5 years between 2008 and 2013, where he was given 10 medals, toured Afghanistan as a machine gunner. Neighbors said that the mother lived in fear he was going to harm himself.
Oh my God.
The U.S. official said he was not a stellar Marines. They claim he was caught shoplifting during a post.
Shit.
He spent 3 years after leaving the Marines studying athletic training at Cal State U, Northridge.
Okay.
I know people that went to Northridge. But he dropped out in 2016. College roommate of his said he was mean, a loner, and would often dance in the garage alone. I don't know what that means.
Does that really say that?
Yeah. He did. He killed himself in an office in the bar after he had killed 11 patrons and a sheriff sergeant who had responded.
I don't know. Sounds like our system really fucked up. Sounds like we failed, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, this guy.
He
should have been locked up somewhere. He should have been given help, right?
Well, exactly. I don't know.
Not guns.
I don't know if we have all the information if he had been treated or was being treated, but I mean, I would be all for, you know, hey, maybe how about one less missile?
Oh, yeah.
One less of those $100 million missiles could go to a program that runs a mental evaluation, a mental health evaluation of every outgoing veteran.
Yeah.
I'm all for that.
Of course.
An assessment, how you doing, and monitor them and see how they're doing.
Yeah. At the very least, you find some people that would need help.
And they should be citizens, too, because that makes me crazy that we've deported veterans.
Oh, yeah. That's
not we. That's Trump nuts. Has deported Schiller. Veterans.
ICE. God, it's such a horrible story. I mean, this is obviously, and the guy was able to buy a gun.
Yeah. A big one. 45 caliber.
Right.
Nasty.
How is a gun that big? Why does that need to be a legal thing? I don't mean to sound like a fucking ninny. What do you need that for if you're not shooting people? A 45?
Yeah, it's got some stopping power. I mean, you know.
Do you hunt with it?
No, that's why it's a pistol. It's a handgun.
I thought you weren't actually. Am I nuts? I thought you weren't supposed to have handguns in L.A. It's Thousand Oaks.
It's Thousand Oaks, and I don't know about. There's no concealed carry in L.A. Is there?
Why the fuck do we have this gun? Why is this gun available? Why do we need this fucking gun? Nobody needs a. What is it? A 45? Isn't that what Clint Eastwood carried in that dumb fucking movie he did?
45 Magnum, I believe.
Was that different than what he had?
Or was it a 357 Magnum?
Hey,
was,
gun
I think
guys.
It was a 45 Magnum.
I just want to say some of these gun fucks out. I'm tired of the names of your different fucking guns. You're all fucking guns. You're all death machines to me. Shove them up your fucking ass. Shove your 2A up your ass, you fucking dickhead. All these kids that got killed. Oh, fuck you.
44 Magnum. I was
44.
Right the first time. Yeah.
That's what this gun is.
44 Magnum.
What do you do with that? What do I do with a 44 Magnum? Oh, look
you,
at
you say, are you lucky? You feel lucky, punk.
Oh, God. You, Clint Eastwood make that you, gun popular.
You blow people away. Yeah, yeah. You blow people away with it.
It's big. It's like that big, right? Or,
well, it's got a long barrel, but it's the hole that you need to be afraid of because it's the bullet. It's a 44 caliber bullet.
Our system sucks. Our fucking country sucks right now. Some guy that obviously needed help, didn't get help, but he was able to get a gun and kill a bunch of fucking people. This is outrageous. What the fuck kind of fucking country do we fucking live in anyway? What is this bullshit?
This
sucks.
So that's the headline over to the Drudge Report.
This isn't good enough. Whoever is in charge of this shit, fuck you. This is not good enough.
Don't talk about guns.
What's
your face?
I don't want to politicize it. Sorry.
By the way, congratulations, Tennessee, on Marsha fucking Blackburn.
Yay. Good
Kentucky.
Job, dickheads.
Tennessee, Kentucky.
Tennessee, I think. I thought Taylor Swift was campaigning
running?
Against
oh,
her.
She did.
All right, Taylor, run next time.
But,
God damn.
Marsha Blackburn already towing the NRA line. We find out that they donated $1 million to her election to the Senate. The NRA gave her $1 million. And so what she says today is she was on an interview. Who was she talking to? Oh, Fox News.
Yes.
Fox air quote news.
Right.
Well, here, listen to the incoming senator.
She got $1 million from these fucks.
For Tennessee, Senator-elect Marsha Blackburn. And here she is when they ask her about this latest massacre, gun massacre. I'm sure the fact that she took $1 million from the NRA has nothing to do with
this
her,
is gonna be
her views on the...
This is going to be heinous, isn't it?
Yeah.
That they've talked about repeatedly, making certain that we keep the tax cuts, regulation low, securing our communities. And Sandra, I will tell you today, as we hear about the shooting at Borderline and those college students that were there, you realize why security of our communities is so vitally important to my...
Security is important, not health care, veterans health care, not gun sensible gun legislation.
Which is
we should have more RoboCops running around.
But God damn it, gun control should be synonymous with security, right? I mean, right?
Well, yeah.
God, she everyone got $1 million.
Everyone should have one.
She got $1 million from the NRA. That $1 million, that's blood money.
Yep.
All those dead kids that died at the borderline, that's part of your fucking money. That's where your money came from.
That were there, you realize why security of our communities is so vitally important to moms and to families, to all of us.
You bring up the shooting. This gunman was 29 years old. He drove his mother's car to this bar before he walked in and opened fire, killing 12, including the sergeant who charged in to try to protect those college students, many of these college students, young people. As a senator-elect now, I mean, what can we do? This was the deadliest shooting that we've seen in this country since Parkland. I mean, what do we do?
Yeah. What we do is say, how do we make certain that we protect the Second Amendment?
Wow.
That's her number one. How do we protect the Second Amendment is the first thing out of her fucking maw.
God damn. What an asshole.
NRA whore Marsha Blackburn.
Yeah, that money is
and it's
is
not
from,
sexist yeah. whore. I'll call a man whore too.
Thank all the kids that got shot to death. You thank them for your $1 million. Don't thank the NRA. Thank the dead bodies of those fucking kids. Man, you suck. God, that's insane.
She goes on eventually to discuss mental health issues and then remarks that she finds the situation absolutely heartbreaking.
Fuck you.
And added. Thoughts and prayers to the victims.
God, you're worthless. You know, she's worthless.
I mean, that's
vile,
unbelievable. What do you think we should do moving forward about this horrible tragedy? I think we need to make sure we protect the Second Amendment. That's her go-to with a pile of dead college people and a dead cop.
It's not unbelievable. It's not unbelievable because the Republicans saw a bunch of dead fucking kids at Sandy Hook and didn't give a fucking shit. So why the fuck do we think they give a fuck about these people dead at Borderline? Why do we think they give a fuck? They don't fucking care. Fuck them. The only thing we can do with Marsha Blackburn is get her out of office. Vote somebody else for her. Fuck her. Fuck the Republicans.
They're not a warm fuzzy bunch.
It's nothing. There's nothing they can. If you go to a mass shooting, and all she has to say is "I've got NRA cock in my mouth."
Number one,
go fuck off.
Her go to.
What about the parents?
She didn't whip out thoughts and prayers first.
Oh, no.
She went right for the, well, we need to protect the Second Amendment. Cha-ching,
what about the parents?
Cha-ching. God, cha-ching. How much of that million did you work off there?
You know, I was reading this story about this dad trying to find her kid, and she died at this fucking borderline bar, and he's looking for her, and then he realized she had one of those Apple Watches. It was able to, I guess, it had like a show my location on her Apple Watch set up.
Oh, yeah.
And he was looking for her at hospitals, and it showed up at the fucking bar, and he knew she was dead then.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think about that, Marcia?
But what about protecting the Second Amendment?
It is protected. It's protected more than our kids.
You can have my vote for $1.5 million.
You're a piece of shit. I don't want your fucking vote.
And we've talked about that before. Like maybe some of this Tom Steyer's or Soros or other Bill Gates liberal money would be better off just outbidding for these obvious whores. Just outbid them.
Buy them out.
You got $1 million from the NRA. I will give you $1.5 million to not vote in their in their best interest and to put out some fucking sensible gun legislation.
And let's understand who the NRA is. They fucking laundered Russian campaign dollars. They took Russian money and put it in our fucking election. And they helped Trump. They're fucking traitors.
The those are your headlines, I guess. There's all kinds of shit going on.
I mean,
which
what
one
the
should
fuck?
We get to?
What does somebody like Marsha Blackburn say at Sandy Hook? I can't imagine what that must have been like. What the fuck would she say to that?
Exactly
I don't know
what she said just now. God. Same exact thing, different, maybe different hair.
Are you real?
That was a few years ago. She might have changed her style.
Are these Republicans real? Are we like in Westworld? Do they have, is their programming off? Are they fucked up? You know how you can change?
Maybe we're in the Matrix and they're, you know.
Oh, God, I hate that one. Oh, I hate when people. Oh.
And they're watching us.
You know in Westworld how you can dial people's feelings and shit?
Sure.
Can we adjust these sociopathic gun-sucking Krakens so they're more human? So maybe they'll do
not
something about these fucking guns?
Now while Republicans are in charge and while Murdoch's hate station continues.
How many gun deaths in Japan this year?
None, probably. Maybe
none.
One? None?
So why a fuck ton here? A fuck ton.
Well, a better is Australia. They had guns.
Yes.
They were gunny. They got big shit and nasty shit that wants to kill you as far as their flora and fauna.
It's a horrible place.
And when they had a horrific massacre, they woke the fuck up.
They learned something from their Sandy Hook.
And they didn't even, they don't have a 2A, but they didn't even just do sensible gun legislation. They're like, right, everybody turn them all in.
Why didn't that happen? Why hasn't that happened? What's wrong? Why are our people so shitty?
Because we have a Second Amendment that would require more here.
The thing is, if you walked outside and, you know, did a little survey about guns and how people feel about gun control
here,
I guarantee you the results would be chilling
here
and
in Florida.
Shitty. Yes. Just we're assholes. I love guns. I don't give a shit. Fuck you and your pile of dead kids. God. Guys, imagine if you can get a shit ton of gun control passed. Not even the bump stock thing. That guy's in the top of a building shooting at people from the top of a building. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing. No bump stocks. We can't get rid of those because you're fucking slave-owning fucking forefathers in the 2A.
Yeah, that was good. We were going to get rid of those bump stocks, weren't we?
Yeah, but we didn't.
I don't think we did.
No. Nobody fucking goddamn cares, it seems like.
There goeth ye.
Yeah.
The, what else have we got here? We had an election.
And it was good, except Illinois voted for a Nazi.
But here's the, 40,000 people.
And he lost.
Voted for the Nazi.
And he lost, right?
By a lot.
40,000.
But there were still 40,000.
It's horrible to say, but can we get a list of those guys? Just know who the fuck they are? Because that makes me nervous.
This may be good news.
Okay.
As Florida officials continue to count ballots and the margin shrinks in the governor's race.
Oh, shit!
Between Democrat Andrew Gillum, Republican Ron DeRacis. Gillum said that he may not be ready to give up the fight, even though he already conceded,
right.
He might unconcede.
Oh, God. Hey, Ron DeRacis, please, fuck you. Sit and spin. Enjoy this fucking from... I'm an atheist. This fucks with my atheism. Out of nowhere, a bunch of ballots show up. You can't say that's not divine intervention.
On Tuesday night, the Gillum for Governor campaign was operating with the best information available about the number of outstanding ballots left to count. Since that time, it has become clear there are many more uncounted ballots than was originally reported.
That's right, motherfuckers.
Said a campaign statement.
Count those fucking ballots!
Our campaign, along with our attorney, Barry Richard, is monitoring the situation closely and is ready for any outcome, including a state-mandated recount. Mayor Gillum started his campaign for the people. We're committed to ensuring every single vote in Florida is counted.
That's right, fuckers.
I thought this number may have changed already because this is from Talking Points and Memo. I don't know where it came out. Early Thursday afternoon, they say Gillum trailed DeSantis by about 43,000 votes, 0.6%. 0.5 will trigger a machine recount.
Okay, so it's close.
A margin of 0.25 or less triggers a hand recount.
We want a hand recount.
We did that once.
Oh, no.
How'd that go?
Oh, wait. The Supreme Court bailed us out. Oh, shit.
Depends on us. The us you're talking about.
It ain't us.
And the fact that George Bush's brother, Jeb, was the governor of the state of California at the time had 0.0 to do with
right.
that.
Right.
The Senate race is, by the way, likely headed to a recount. They're still counting all these outstanding ballots, but Democratic Senator Bill Nelson is only trailing Bat Boy Rick Scott by just 0.2%. So
they're
most definitely going to go to a recount.
Dear Sky God, I don't know what you're doing right now. I don't know if you're busy curing cancer from children, but if you could just take a break and do something for this election, these elections in Florida, please.
Russia, if you're listening.
What a profound asshole.
Yeah.
I mean, that's illegal. Russia, if you're listening, help me win this election.
I think if you found those missing 30,000 emails, you would be rewarded bigly by the media.
He must have shit his pants when he realized he won this fucking thing.
Oh, we've got all those accounts of that Melania was like sobbing, not happy sobs. that he was like bleach white face, all the orange somehow drained from his face.
We found the only guy to win the presidency that really didn't want to be president.
He absolutely didn't want to be president.
How did we do that? I mean, shit, man.
I mean, I think as it started to look like he might be, I think in his addled brain, there was part of him that wanted it. But then when the reality hit him, it was like, oh, fuck.
Do you remember the pictures with him hanging out with Obama and talking about all the shit they have to do? Like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
He looked sad.
Yeah, so did Obama.
Oh, yeah.
So did the rest of us.
I was actually mad at Obama, and it's like, well, the whole, like, not coming forth with the FBI shit, you know what I'm talking about?
Well, but he tried. I mean, he could have overridden what Mitch, Cocaine Mitch said.
Yeah.
But and I was Cocaine just, Mitch was threatening to make it totally political.
Yeah. And also, too, Obama, I'll say this. It was like, it's like if you're dropping your kids off at new parents and it's like there's a bunch of people in the front yard chasing each other with chainsaws, everybody's doing heroin, and like you just drop your kids off and you're like, good luck. You can't do anything else.
Well,
there's nothing you could do.
I don't know.
Go ahead, have fun. Have a good time.
Here you go. Here's a can of tuna. Have fun.
There's a boat in your yard. I don't know what the laws are.
That was amazing. What Ryan's talking about is you could barely hear it because it wasn't an official thing, but he was walking around and there was a homeowner who literally had a giant boat in his yard, smashed his part of his house and his garage. And Trump is like, is that your boat? And the guy's like, no. And he goes, oh. He goes, I wonder if you can keep that. I wonder what the laws are. Maybe you got a boat out of this after all.
It's in my dining room. It's in my dining room. I don't have a roof.
And it's somebody else's boat.
It's not my boat, dickhead. Why?
It's on my land. What are the laws about that? Can I keep that?
A disaster happens and people like him are immediately, how can I get paid, baby?
Right. What can I take out of this? I'm listening to
how can I help?
To Fear again. I'm almost done. And the Bob Woodward book. Go to crabdiving.com/audible. Join Audible and download Yay. Books and listen to them. It's awesome.
Pay us.
Do it while you're working out.
Right.
But I'm listening to that book, and it's at a point where they're talking about all the mineral rights in Afghanistan.
Yes.
And that the Afghanis were like, well, if you come here and stay here or whatever, you guys can have the rights to it, the rights to these minerals or whatever.
Right.
And they estimated that it may be trillions of dollars of minerals in all these hills and everything. Including lithium, which is important for the new batteries and shit.
It's a drug too.
Yes. and they were trying to tell him, he's like, well, why aren't we going to get this? It's free.
Meaning what? We can just take it?
He literally said that it's free. And they were trying to tell him, Mr. President, there's no infrastructure there. There's very little government there. There's shit blowing up, and the Taliban is still in charge of big areas of the...
What does he think? That you're just going to land, get the lithium? Well,
and he said billions of dollars of infrastructure. You need mining equipment. You need mines. You need roads to the mines.
Get it.
You need places for the workers to live.
It's Afghanistan.
All of that. He said it would take billions and billions and probably 10 to 15 years to set up any kind of infrastructure there. And that's not counting the fuckery of the government
in Afghanistan.
Yeah, I mean, shit's blowing up all the time.
Well, you need some security or something, you know.
And Trump's like, I don't, just do it.
God damn, dude.
And then he was like, is anybody going to do this? Like, he remembered it a few weeks later, because they would just be like, oh, okay.
Is anybody
going
to go get the lithium in Afghanistan? This. Yeah. Really?
He's like, it's free. Why aren't we going to get this? It's free. And so then he says, anybody going to do this? And fucking Wilbur Ross.
Shut the fuck up.
I'll do it, Mr. President. I'll do it. And he's like, okay, Wilbur, it's yours. Commerce, which has kind of nothing to do with this.
Since when does our, but I, we've probably done it. Who knows? But we just go to countries and take their lithium.
So then he's like, the Chinese are just going to go. The Russians are just going to go. Take it all. And we're not going to get any.
This guy.
And McMaster tried to tell him, well, Mr. President, you know, large parts of these areas are still under Taliban control. We can't start digging mines. They may object.
It would be what we like to call in the U.S. a hostile work environment.
Right. And he should know that. But yeah, he has no idea. Why not? It's free shit. It's trillions of dollars of free stuff. Why don't we get companies in there? He's like, why don't we get companies in there? Let's get a company.
But don't you think, how would the company exist there?
He thought he inherited a corporation. He became the head of a corporation of the United States of America, and he could do whatever the hell he wanted, because everybody listens to the CEO unquestioningly, including, right, we're going to go take shit. Why aren't we taking it? He still says, why didn't we take the oil in Iraq? Why didn't we set up our companies and just be like, ours now? Yeah, thanks, yeah, everybody.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure that's in the plans, right? I mean, of course it is. Of course it is. That's got to be part of the reason why the Republicans break their dick to put some lunatic in office like this, because probably isn't that a goal?
Yeah. Well, Rex Tillerson was the Secretary of State. Well,
yeah, he had all those minerals. He had the mining rights in Russia.
And yeah, and they're trying to get the sanctions raised so that they could get the $500 billion deal that they had on that got put on hold.
Why don't they get rid of the sanctions? The Russians, they've been good players.
Vlad hasn't killed anybody in a couple of weeks.
He's got all this polonium in the refrigerator. It's going to go bad.
So we're keeping our eyes on Gillum and that. Still recounting in the sovereign state of Georgia also.
Fuck you.
News there is, though, that fuckwad Mick voter suppressor, Brian Kemp.
Oh, God.
Has done and stepped down from his Secretary of State's role.
Golf claps.
He's
golf
pretty sure claps. Apparently he's going to be governor.
Yes.
And is stepping down from Secretary of State, almost like he's pretending that he's recusing himself from what's going on now. Trust me, if he thought that all these recounts were going to make him lose...
Oh, shit.
He would be sitting in that office right now.
See, that's the nerve-wracking thing about that recount. Because...
He knows he disenfranchised enough people.
If it comes out in Stacey Abrams' favor, he's still going to be governor. Unless we do crazy shit.
Well, not if it comes out legally in her favor. If they find more votes for her...
But where would it come out of? Even, like, he can't do that. The Secretary of State's office.
Well, but he can't... Yeah, he can't... He's stepped down now, so...
But why wouldn't they just cheat, though, and just say...
Well, they already have.
I mean, I don't know why...
He kicked all those black people off of the voter rolls. He's done. He doesn't have to...
The guy's going to go through all this trouble to lose at the end in a recount? It's hard for me to believe.
Which is why I think he's confident that they're not going to find enough votes.
Yeah.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg... If you believe it, we don't believe in thoughts and prayers, but any what? Tiny amount of any magic that may be real in the universe, send it to RBG. She fell and broke three ribs.
Fuck magic. Send bubble wrap.
Yeah,
she should be. What's she doing walking around and doing all this bullshit?
She should look like the Michelin Man, just wrapped in bubble wrap.
In a force field or something, man.
So good vibes to RBG.
Yay.
Seriously.
God damn. We don't want another fratty bro date rapist on the bench if we can help it.
Yeah.
There's going to be one, but, you know.
Yeah.
There's going to be another one. He'll get another one, right?
Just pick one from that group.
Oh, God.
Or he'll find somebody horrific or, like, Kavanaugh wasn't on that list.
Oh, yeah.
Somehow he magically appeared there.
Yes.
After they found out that he was saying, well, you know, the president should be able to do whatever the fuck he wants and... We shouldn't be able to indict him or even investigate him.
You know, this fucking, it's all so depressing. And it's been like this shooting today is really fucked up because how many is this since, how many mass shootings have we had this year? Like
a bunch, you know, who knows? It's a day ending in Y, so figure one a day.
Nothing is going to happen until we get rid of these Republicans. Not one fucking thing to stop any of this bullshit. We're just going to have more and more of these.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
I've got a reaction to the election results.
Okay. From?
Yesterday. So I'm a little late on this one. But... On his daily Pass the Salt, Google, YouTube, Hangout, whatever the fuck it is.
Coach Dave Live.
Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, who
he's a piece
has
of shit.
Really gone off the rails recently.
But if you're not familiar, if you haven't heard any of Coach Dave on our show, he's famous for, he's one of these dickheads that stand outside like a Planned Parenthood and yell a bunch of Jesus bullshit at people trying to get health care.
Harassing women that are just trying to go into a health care center.
If Coach Dave were to show up on a show called Dexter, Coach Dave would surely end up on Dexter's table, wrapped up in plastic.
I don't know that he's committed any crimes, though.
Wow, Dexter, if you're listening, I would be so pissed off at you in the episode if you decided that he would be
But
spared.
He only went after people that committed crimes.
Yeah, but...
Spoiler alert.
But Coach Dave sucks
Except
so
for a
bad.
Couple of oopsies.
Oh, but this guy sucks.
Well, you can't
because
kill
they
people.
Suck? Yeah, you're right. But the whole yelling at women one of these clinics. Dude.
Well, he's horrific. Yeah.
What a fuck nut.
Sue the fuck out of him, or you know,
or what?
Pass laws where they had these protection zones for these clinics where you can't they finally get to 100 feet away and they're in a safe zone. And I think the Supreme Court shot that shit down.
I mean, if I was going to get health care at some clinic and in this country in 2018, I got somebody like Coach Dave yelling at me, I'd want to call my representative and be like, hey, dickhead, do I live in the Taliban?
We could go hang out with some right now because every day they're out at that at the abortion clinic here in Pensacola where the guy got killed.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Every day.
Yeah, yeah.
God
every day
damn.
It's open.
Shit.
Every day they're killing babies.
George Soros can't send any guys down there to fuck them up.
We wouldn't advocate that.
Of course
I wouldn't
not.
Advocate that.
No, I wouldn't either, you know.
Here is Coach Dave's reaction to the election.
Right.
I really, really believe this. Even after watching the election last night, first of all, I can't, Lord, help me out here. Those things have to be so rigged. Those elections are so rigged. Can somebody tell me how you could possibly do any polling in America today? What, they call on your cell phones? How could they possibly be doing any polling? And yet, at the end of the day, the polling was pretty accurate. Something smells on that one, okay? Something just doesn't smell very good. And I want you to understand this. It's easier to fix.
So he's saying the polls turned out to... Now he's pissed the polls turned out to be accurate.
So they're rigged.
He's upset.
This is...
Before, you can't trust polls. They're never accurate. Now that they came out accurate, he's like, you can't trust these polls. They're too accurate. This doesn't pass the smell test.
I mean, he might be as stupid as he is racist, bigoted, anti-women. You know what I mean? He's
or
so...
more.
Dumb, dude.
Yo, he's really dumb.
He's dumb as shit.
Polling. And yet, at the end of the day, the polling was pretty accurate. Something smells on that one, okay? Something just doesn't smell very good. And I want you to understand this. It's easier to fix precinct by precinct, district, congressional district elections. It's easier to fix those than it is a national election like for the president of the United States. That's a little harder to fix.
Well, just by volume, yeah.
What's
if you a few hundred
us?
Votes that you can come up with, yeah, will change your local dog catcher's election.
And you're a coach. No offense.
Well, I don't believe he's being employed right now as a coach. I think that's a dubious moniker. Well, I could call my
moniker.
I was a coach.
I love that. I'm dubious moniker.
So call me Coach Pat. I was a coach.
Yeah.
I got paid to be a coach.
I could be an acting coach or some shit like that.
I didn't make my kids pray.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Oh, wow. Well,
and it was a Catholic school. Oh,
you didn't make your kids pray.
No, I didn't.
Or you know, well, I mean, you know.
Central Wisconsin Coach of the Year.
You wouldn't pray before games? Ever?
They did. I didn't organize
it. Did they?
If they wanted to.
I would be like, listen.
It was a Catholic school.
Listen, guys. I would say, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. There's nothing up there.
It was a Catholic school.
Concentrate on beating the shit out of that
That paid
team.
Me very well.
Oh, really?
To coach
that.
Their high school team, yeah.
Then it is a national election like for the president of the United States. That's a little harder to fix. But you can fix precinct by precinct elections. And something stinks last night. You will never convince me. I wish I had my tinfoil hat on. You'll never convince me that there are that many people, the condition that America is in, the way America's on the upswing, that many people would come out and vote Democrat. It just
he denies it. He's denying the reality. There's
yes.
no way we lost the House last night because look at all the brown people we're being mean to.
Oh, I know.
And look at all the money everybody's making. And look at how much Jesus we're having rammed into our rectums.
Do you think he's afraid of this caravan? Do you think the caravan is full
what?
Of a bunch of terror?
What are you talking about?
Oh, they don't know anything about the caravan. The caravan hasn't been on the news.
What are you talking about?
I know. I mean,
I've got the story. Morning Joe today, they were laughing their ass. Well, I mean, ironically laughing or whatever,
yes.
but laughing at Fox because Fox and Friends every morning the caravan is seven blocks closer to us than it was yesterday, everybody. And they've got syphilis, and they've got AIDS, and they've got all gonorrhea, and they've got all these horrible diseases. Some of them have leprosy.
Ooh, leprosy.
Your parts are going to fall right off.
Are we worried about an outbreak of leprosy?
I mean, I don't know that they do. We're just asking the question. Do they? Might.
Were you there? So now they're not talking about it.
No, not once. So after the day of the election today, not once.
And have the troops started their trip down?
I don't even know what's going on.
They don't go. Trump manufactures some bullshit reason. Say, you know what? The system, the crisis has been averted, blah, blah, blah. We don't need to send the troops.
Right.
Or maybe he says nothing.
Right.
Maybe
they just turn him around.
Quietly send
them back home.
I mean, because that's sort of the scary part, right? We got a leader that lies that much. When does he just stop saying shit to us? When? He just does shit.
So there you go, Coach Dave. I know everybody was wondering what...
God, he's so dumb.
Coach Dave's reaction was...
And what was he explaining? I mean, he's explaining like... I didn't even... He's explaining... why people voted the way they did and how
you can't convince him. It was rigged from the top to the bottom because there's no way that many people voted Democrat.
You know, Dave, you sound stupid. You sound like you've been hitting the head a shit ton, you know?
They're delusional. They really are.
You're an idiot. No offense.
What'll be great to watch is if somehow Trump hangs on till 2020.
Oh my God.
If it's only a year and a month.
That's true.
If he, well, and then, you know.
He's going to run again.
11 more months because it really is November of 2020.
He'll run again.
He announced that the day after his the biggest inauguration ever.
Yeah, this fucking country of ours sometimes. I mean, we just make dumb fucking decisions. Nevada wants a dead fucking pimp dude to be their fucking, to be a rep. So,
yeah,
fuck it.
Also today, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the human impersonator that they put up as the press secretary.
How, if you're somebody like Sarah Huckabee Sanders, you get up in the morning, you look in the mirror, and you're like, you know what, today I'm going to make myself more unlikable than I was yesterday. And that is amazing. That is a feat and a half, isn't it?
Well, today, now, I'm sure they're not going to give a fucking amoeba turd about how this is going over, but she today, or Wednesday night, last night, shared a video on the Twitter of CNN reporter Jim Acosta. We played the little tete-a-tete that he and the orange one had yesterday at that hour and a half Festivus.
Oh God, that's
airing
not
of
a
grievances.
Way to that's Festivus,
right?
That news conference was him bitching and moaning and complaining.
Yeah, watch him walking out. He was walking out there ostensibly crowing over his great and massive victory for the because the Senate.
He was supposed to go out there and peacock.
He looked angry face when he came out. He was surly. He was irritated right from the outset.
He didn't peacock. Not once.
So she shared a video that came from Paul Joseph Watson, InfoWars, that Brit fuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I love Britain. I'm not, you know, I'm an Anglophile our listeners across the pond. I know you guys are listening. There's some of you.
I'm not dead yet.
I'm just hating this Brit. Right. Paul Joseph Watson, who shared a video of, now they're saying, well, Jim Acosta got, I don't know if he got suspended or if he got totally yanked, but they took away his credentials.
Revoked, whatever that means.
He can't go to the White House anymore and report.
He's done.
And they're trying to say this bullshit that he did some karate chop on this poor young intern who was running around handing microphones to people, that she reached out and tried to grab the mic from him, and he did some karate chop on her arm to push her arm away. He violently attacked her.
Why would he do that? Why would Jim Acosta karate chop?
Because
a young
he's a libtard fake newser.
I haven't seen this. Is it really stupid looking?
But now there's experts. I forget who was the first to do it, but now several different experts have come across and they've gone and they've looked at the video, and the video is doctored. So it is. Here's fake. What happens. She reaches in to Trump's like, get him, shut up, sit down. No, sit down, shut up. No, I'm done with you. And the intern scuttles over and she reaches in front of Jim Acosta, grabs the mic, grabs his hand in the mic. By the way, on the real video, she touches him four times before he accidentally bumps her arm. And it's her fault because she reaches under his arm to grab the other hand.
Yeah, yeah.
And his hand starts to come down, and that's it. And then he just kind of bumps her.
Right.
And then they also deleted the part, the audio, where he says, excuse me, ma'am, to her.
Shit.
But that got deleted.
And InfoWars did
but
that.
But the InfoWars video, and this is, you can see side by side, there's crazy side by side comparisons now. There's people who put like red streaks on them, like tracers, like you're on LSD, so yes. You can see the difference in the movement between the two.
Right.
They slowed down her approach to Acosta and grabbing the microphone, and they sped up his arm coming down and bumping into her arm to make it look like he did some karate chop.
Why would he, you know, the why would they think they could get away with this? Like, nobody's going to dissect that video and... And why would Jim Acosta do this? What in his background, his character, right, makes you think he's going to karate chop somebody? It's crazy.
So this is the Washington Post. All the big outlets are reporting it now, and several of them have had their own people look at the videos.
And they're all saying there's no way
this is obviously
video is real.
Edited.
What's the White House going to say?
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders shared this video that appeared to have been altered to make his actions at a news conference look more aggressive toward a White House intern.
God damn it.
The edited video looks authentic. Acosta appeared to swiftly chop down on the arm of an aide as he held onto a microphone questioning Trump. But the original video, his arm appears only to move as a response to a tussle for the microphone. His statement, pardon me, ma'am, is also not included in the video that Sarah Sanders
So they got
shared.
Rid of the audio and they sped it up. They doctored it. They altered the video to be dishonest, to make it so they could kick out Jim Acosta.
They're saying it was deceptively edited. The edited video was first shared by Paul Joseph Watson, known for his conspiracy theory videos on InfoWars.
Wow.
He claims he didn't change the video. He says the claims he altered it are a brazen lie. He said all he did was zoom in on
shit.
A GIF file to show how evil Jim Acosta sliced into his karate chopped her.
Because this is a GIF file, not a video.
Well, it's a video. He downloaded a GIF file and converted
okay,
it to video.
Okay.
Yeah, GIF files are kind of videos. He hasn't commented since then. He said he downloaded an animated image from conservative news site Daily Wire, said he zoomed in and saved it as a video. A conversion, he does say, well, it could have made it look a tiny bit different. Oh, you know.
So they're going to lie and say they converted it weird. It was a mistake.
Side-by-side comparisons support claims from other fact-checkers and experts, such as Jonathan Albright, research director of the Toe Center for Digital Journalism at Columbia University.
They might know.
He argued that the crucial parts of the video appear to have been altered.
Mm-mm.
A frame-by-frame breakdown by Storyful a social media intelligence firm that verifies media content.
Oh, shit.
People hire them to find fake videos like this.
Yeah, for this very situation.
They found that the edited video included repeated frames that did not appear in the original footage. The repeated frames were shown only at the moment of contact to make Acosta's arm movement look more exaggerated.
Oh, shit. Shit, guys. This is fake.
And all the other journalists have been saying, look, I was standing next to him, or I was 2 feet away from him. That ain't what happened.
I mean, what else will they do? What else would they do?
Yeah.
What else? They doctored a fucking video, and it's not even good, right?
Sanders' tweet said, the White House will not tolerate inappropriate behavior clearly documented in this video.
It's fake. Experts are saying it's fake. It's
yeah.
It's not real.
CNN. She's already trying to back away from it. CNN said it's absolutely shameful that you released a doctored video. Actual fake news. History will not be kind to you. Sanders said the question is, did the reporter make contact or not? The video is clear. He did. We stand by our statement. Of course they do.
They made it look like a karate chop. Is that Jim Acosta's signature finishing move, the karate chop special?
Finish her.
Oh, yes. Finish me. Finish me off. And then karate chop. It just sounds a little out of character for... I mean, I don't know much about Jim Acosta, actually.
Sanders,
is he into martial arts or
Sanders
like
accused
that?
Acosta of placing hands on a young woman. Said that his his press credentials will be suspended until further notice.
Oh, God.
So there you go. They say the seconds long interaction has now been analyzed on the internet in excruciating detail and likened to the 21st century Zapruder film.
They didn't even do a good job.
I studied frame by frame the Zapruder film in that class I took.
Yeah. What did you learn?
That there's a Zapruder film and that there almost appears to be a frame or two missing. But
mean there's another shooter?
Don't know. The magic bullet theory is a little odd, but possible.
I saw that movie. I saw the fucking thing with Kevin Costner and JFK.
Yeah.
There's no way the magic bullet could have done that. That's insane.
Well, it could have, but
it goes like this. It goes like,
well, it takes an interesting turn that the people question and ends up in the arm of the governor at the time, I believe.
Do you believe Roger Stone's book about the assassination of JFK?
No.
Why not?
No.
Why?
Because I don't believe Roger Stone for anything.
But it seems so credible the
well,
way.
Sure.
I know
it's
Lyndon
a great,
Johnson.
It's a fun read, and it's a good spoiler alert. If you're
going
to go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, download Roger Stone.
What's the book?
He needs money right now.
Yeah. What's the book?
I don't
it was
remember.
A good
Something
book
about JFK, but we
really
interviewed
good...
him when we were on the wrestling network a few years ago and our fledgling show. And and I guess a publicist had contacted the head of the network and he was like, oh, this is a political guy. Sounds like you guys. You guys interview him.
What a dingbat.
So we talked to Roger Stone for like 15, 20 minutes about JFK and how, like I said, spoiler alert, Johnson had him killed.
Tweet us at Crab Diving. Who do you think killed JFK? Do you think it was Lyndon? Who shot JR?
We'll see if there's any. I'm sure there's not going to be any kind of accountability or anything for this.
I think
for
it'll
Sarah.
Go away.
She's already said, we're standing by our statement.
Of course
we're standing
you
by
are.
Our statement.
Well, you don't even have to stand by your statement because in a few weeks, if you're going to say your statement was bullshit, well, that doesn't matter either. It actually doesn't matter what you say. I don't even know
not
why
anymore,
they're going
yeah.
to the trouble of manufacturing a reason to kick
well,
Jim
I really
Acosta
know,
out. What do they care?
When are these journalists just going to say fuck it and pack up and leave Gateway Pundit and Fox sitting there?
I mean, you know.
You know what I mean? I mean, really, at some point, there should be a mass walkout and say, you know, we're done with this bullshit. Your goose-stepping fascist misinformation and abuse of the press will not be tolerated. And that's even what Acosta said when He was like, you're a very mean person. You're fake news. You print all those fake stories. And Acosta stood up and said, this is the kind of rhetoric that gets pipe bombs sent to news organizations.
Shit. It's true.
Right.
It's fucking true. God, I hope this country lasts until the Democrats get in the House. So we have something.
The White House News Photographers Association has condemned Sarah Sanders for sharing a manipulated video of Jim Acosta.
What organization? What fucking organization?
White House Photographers Association.
So they take pictures of the White House or something? Okay.
The White House News Photographers Association is appalled to learn that White House spokesperson may have shared a manipulated video of a CNN reporter.
I want to be in that group. You know, go to my Instagram. I got some good pictures. Maybe you could use me.
As visual journalists, we know that manipulating images is manipulating truth. It is deceptive, dangerous, and unethical. Knowingly sharing manipulated images is equally problematic, particularly when the person sharing them is a representative of our country's highest office with vast influence over public opinion.
And then they use that to justify yanking a dude's press credential from the White House. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Wow.
So the Misinformation Society continues, the fascist fuck takeover of the White House.
You know, Trump, you need to figure out a different way to deal with reporters that are going to be a little aggressive with you because you are doing Hitler kind of shit and you can expect the media to go after you hard. So you need to find a better way than... You got to find a better way to deal with this than yell at people and tell them to sit the fuck down. You sound nuts.
Well, he was angry.
Well, yeah. I don't know.
He had watched maybe Coach Dave right before going out, and he was all worked up. I agree.
That makes me angry.
I agree. I don't know. How could so many people not vote for me? Everybody loves me. He said that during his stupid press conference. Everybody likes me. Everybody likes what I'm doing.
Ah!
Except for that nearing 60% people.
Yes.
Who, well, I know it's near 50% who strongly dislike you.
They not hate
just,
you.
Not just regular disapprove. They loathe you. And we don't have loathe usually on the choice.
They hate you, you fuck. Yeah. You're delusional. You didn't win the midterms. The midterms didn't go well for the Republicans. It went well for the Democrats. And hopefully it goes better. Hopefully this Gillum guy with these votes they found in the middle of nowhere.
Bill Nelson thinks he's going to win.
God, I hope you're right,
after
Billy.
The recount.
Shit.
Bill Nelson's campaign is confident the results will end in a Democratic victory.
Oh, shit. Does he really believe that, or is he superstitious and he just has to say
Other
loud?
People are saying they don't think there's enough votes out there, but we'll see.
Damn. Guy, imagine if Gillum, Nelson and Abrams.
Stacey Abrams in Georgia.
All those.
Yeah.
I'm worried for this country. What about that fucking fucked up militia group?
Too bad Beto wasn't closer.
Damn. Well, listen, what do you want? They called out the dogs and the fucking horses and the border patrol to scare people from going to the fucking polls. What do
Send
you
the
want?
Hornets, Lord.
God, that's nuts. What's that militia group going to do if Stacey Abrams ends up winning?
Oh, well, they said it's war.
Terrifying.
We have a follow-up here.
Crab diving follow-up.
And it's good news.
Yes.
You'll recall from the other day, one of the more... yesterday? Yesterday, the other day, I apologize... You know, they just start all the hellscape that we're in just kind of bleeds together.
Right. We're in Trump day.
The people of Stockbridge in Georgia and a suburb of Atlanta, we did a long expose on how there were some, let's call them white fucks.
I want a Cheesecake Factory. Fuck you.
Who apparently one could surmise, if one were to suspect that race is an issue to
what?
These people.
Fuck you.
their town Stockbridge, which includes a frou-frou gated country club.
Ooh, yes.
Residential area called Eagle's Landing.
Suck my dick.
The town had Stockbridge had voted in a whole bunch of Negroes, a full black city council, and a black mayor.
Fuck this shit. I'm out of here.
One could surmise that scared the living shit out of the bunkered in Eagle's Landing white folk.
I'm moving my town.
So one of them decided she had a great idea. She's on one of the county boards or something like that.
Boy.
She lives in that area. She decided that because ostensibly she claimed that the reason she put together this proposal, which was to secede from Stockbridge, Eagle's Landing would become its own white clave.
White clave.
And
suck my dick.
And everybody'd be happy.
Oh, yes.
Because when she was sitting on the county board, this was her reason in public that she gave, that she was on the board and so many, what she called them, white linen.
Oh,
we want
yes.
white linen restaurants.
Right.
So many of these restaurants decided not to come to the county because the median income is so low and
Didn't
all
she
those
say-
black people. She said, They're opening up dollar stores and waffle houses.
And Bojangles. She said Bojangles.
Why can't we have a Cheesecake Factory and a P.F. Chang's? It's literally,
oh, you fucking asshole.
Literally what she said.
P.F. Chang's.
So
why,
she
why
felt
P.F. Chang's?
They would be able to have this referendum carve out this Eagle's Landing. So she put the process together. She got all these signatures, blah, blah, blah. And she put together a panel or whatever to figure out the logistics of it. And
Bucky.
They told her, you can't do it. There's not enough tax revenue. We won't be able to afford trash pickup.
Suck my dick.
So she said, oh, okay. Well, you know, there's some acceptable Negroes near this.
Oh, yeah.
There's a shopping area that would generate a whole bunch of tax money.
We're going to take that.
Let's redraw the little map outside the Eagle's Landing gates, and we'll include this little shopping area that will then give us enough tax revenue that we'll be able to have our basic services. But the tiny detail is that the mostly African-American neighborhoods left behind that would still be in Stockbridge, lower income, and carving out those businesses, they wouldn't then not have enough money for their garbage and to pay police and to pay firemen and shit like that.
Suck my dick.
A judge even ruled if this passes, he ruled against the white people, and he's like, no, they've already taken out municipal bonds to help the area that were based on that business area being in the city.
Yes.
So you guys owe, since you're taking that business area and that tax revenue, you're going to owe money to help pay this off. And they were livid. They didn't want to pay it. They wanted to leave the black people with the bill.
Fuck them.
This is typical Trumpian white elitist fuck economics, racism. Leave the black people. You let them pay the taxes and
I'm
the municipal
entitled.
Bonds. We're going to take the business so that we can have our trash, and we're going to get a P.F. Chang's. Well, it failed.
You know what?
Failed. The ballot initiative is the good news after all of this.
You know what? How shitty that is. I just thought of this. Those people.
It's cartoonish.
They want to trade people in their community for a P.F. Chang's. That's essentially it. They want to get rid of part of their community so they can have a fucking...
They did the P.F. Chang's is a lie.
Yeah.
They want to get rid of the black people.
Right.
She's lying.
It's shitty. Could you imagine you live in that area, then all of a sudden all the money comes out. Also, I don't have sidewalks anymore. What happened?
Many political observers across the nation focused with keen-eyed attention on Tuesday night's election.
Some British person write this. Keen-eyed attention.
It's from Think Progress.
Keen-eyed attention! That's weird.
Everybody was looking at Stacey Abrams versus Sauron, but the one that went largely unnoticed was outside an Atlanta suburb where wealthy white people pushed an ultimately unsuccessful campaign to secede from their black-led town.
What people didn't get what they wanted in Georgia? Fuck you.
Ballot initiative to partition off the most affluent and overwhelmingly white populated sections of Stockbridge from the predominantly black communities failed in their midterm vote by a vote of 3,473 in favor, 4,545 in opposition.
Wow.
Residents in the existing Henry County city rejected a controversial proposal to carve out a new town to be called Eagle's Landing.
But they tried. They tried, and they got a significant amount of that
1,100
vote.
Votes difference.
They tried. That's fucked up.
They said, like the state's gubernatorial election, where issues of voter suppression and bigoted robocalls provided a racist backdrop to otherwise high-minded campaign themes. Where were the otherwise high-minded campaign themes from the Republicans?
I think that's who said that. That's bullshit. That's fake.
Eagle's Landing effort drew heavily upon white residents' rejection of black political leadership, while claiming the real motive was economic development for the city.
God damn, that's evil.
Secessionist movements are a real thing. It says in parts of the United States, people seeking to withdraw from communities when social, racial, religious, or other cultural changes occur that they don't like. For example, in Texas, a group was inspired by the Brexit.
Yes.
Prompting the Texas nationalist movement to attempt a Texit.
So they're a bunch of fucking Nazi racist dickbags.
Which drew a rebuke from Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Even though you remember that.
He said no to that.
Yeah. But you'll remember Rick Perry at one point threatened secession or something like that.
Yeah, that's crazy. And now he's the energy secretary from Trump and we never hear from him.
Yeah.
Sad. Why is that? Why don't we hear from Rick Perry? He's not doing anything fucked up. That's hard for me to believe.
According to Vicky Consiglio, she's the one that started all this shit.
Consiglio.
The wealthy white residents wanted upscale restaurants but were afraid the businesses wouldn't come because of the predominantly black community that makes up the northern half of the city.
Wow. Despicable. I mean, that's fucked up.
Yeah. God. And then they had also, I think they also disenfranchised the way they wrote up the referendum. It was only if you were in the affected area. So the people in Stockbridge that were going to be left behind
you're on your own, Negroville. Welcome to Afghanistan, bitch.
Didn't get to vote on it.
Oh my fucking God.
But the people that would be carved off into the new Eagle's Landing, the privileged few, would count. Their votes did count.
Did the people of Eagle's Landing understand that we had a Civil Rights Act?
We had
that. Oh, yes.
Our current SCOTUS, I can't guarantee.
Some
key provisions. We had a Voting Rights Act. That got shivved.
That did. They will do anything. They'll do anything. Fuck it.
Fortunately, enough people voted this shit down. Not enough. I mean, it would have been nicer that it was a lot less, but nonetheless,
damn,
it did go down.
To the person that thought of this, I don't know. Go see somebody. Take some fucking Prozac. Or just fuck off.
And some states have been encouraging incorporation of unincorporated areas.
Why do you
do
that?
But this was the first time they were trying to carve off an actual already
established
municipality.
We're just going to take it.
It's because of all those black people that got elected.
Take it, and we're not even going to pay for it.
Right, because we're white and rich.
Fuck you, man.
I mean, it's welcome to America. When we talked to the governor about this, probably 2 months before he signed some bills, I let off the conversation. Governor Deal was sitting just as close to me as you and I are sitting, she said, or the Stockbridge mayor said.
Right.
I honestly believed he would veto the bills. Deal had to sign bills allowing this shit to occur.
Oh, shit.
And did before he left.
Good Lord. They were planning on it. It was in the works. Do you think they thought it was going to work?
Yeah. I mean, the mayor now, Ford of Stockbridge, obviously she wanted this to not happen. They're saying she should remain vigilant as the effort to carve out a whites only community probably isn't done. Consiglio, a white hag, said she and her supporters want to control what comes in here and what it looks like. What's wrong with wanting better? She asked. What's wrong with being able to say, I want to control what goes on around me?
Well, we know what that means.
Right, right.
That means you're a racist asshole. You want, when a black person rolls through your city, you want the cops to harass him and make sure he doesn't come back. You want to live in a gated fucking community with you and your white fucking dickbag friends that right. watch Fox News. Jack off to Hannity every night before you go to bed.
Good news there. So,
oh yeah, that
on
is
that
good
follow
news.
Up though, they
said no.
Actually, lost. Yeah.
Wow.
Other good news in the Trumpian era here.
Boo.
Something horrific slowed down or stopped for a while.
Yes.
Today, sad news for Trump.
Sad.
And Trumpians, and Stephen Miller's face may have moved.
What?
Into a frown.
Oh, okay.
The federal appeals court today ruled that President Trump cannot immediately end DACA.
Ooh, shit.
The program shielding from deportation young undocumented immigrants who were brought here as children. By the way, don't underestimate the evil of Stephen Miller. Listening to that book. I just listened to the part where they were talking about immigration and everything, and that whole thing where Lindsey Graham and Dick Durbin had put together that bipartisan immigration reform,
that.
Where we were going to pay for a wall a little bit, but
right.
but he would give permanent citizenship to DACA kids. And Stephen Miller was like, you can't do that. Illegal's illegal. And he also said, they're not kids, Mr. President. Some of them are in their 20s and 30s.
Oh,
it's because they were still brought here when they were as kids.
What do you want? You hit a certain age and you're back to Honduras. Back. You never been to Honduras.
Steve. I mean, it's just profound evil. And
it doesn't make any fucking sense.
And then Kelly is the one who fucked everybody because Kelly apparently is right up there goose stepping
with
Stephen Miller about
shit.
Immigration. And he's the one who wouldn't let Lindsey Graham and Dick Durbin talked to Trump alone because he was worried that Trump would fuck it up and didn't know what he was talking about.
I thought at the last minute that Tehran Tom wrote in there and did some bullshit.
Kelly called him in.
Oh, okay.
He called in the troops.
Is Tehran Tom in the Tea
Tom
Party?
Tom Cotton. Arkansas.
He's a Tea Party guy, right?
I guess.
Freedom Caucus?
Yeah, well, that's the House.
Oh, shit. Okay.
He's a senator.
Vomit.
The unanimous decision by a 3-judge panel, the U.S. Court of Appeals from the Ninth Circuit, makes it more likely that it will end up with the Supremes.
Yes.
The Trump administration asked the justices to add it to the docket for this term.
Oh, great.
It was started in 2012 by President Barack Obama, has protected nearly 700,000 people brought into this country as children. That's it. Don't let any of these assholes lie and say, but they're adults. They're adults now. They were brought here as children. That does not mean just because they hit 18. Oh, well, sorry, you're fucked. The country that you recognize as your home and you've gone to school and you have a job.
Right.
Sorry.
And they're protected by DACA.
Back to Honduras for you. Well, I've never been there since I was... 8 months old. tough titties. You're illegal.
That I can't imagine that.
That's Republicans.
There's no difference heartless, taking me and nasty, saying, hey, God, that's no different. Somebody came right, to exactly. us and like, hey, go to Honduras. Right. I've never been there. Right. I don't speak Spanish.
Right.
I don't know what the fuck.
Right.
What is Honduras cheap?
Yes. It's not I don't think it's a great place to retire right now, though.
I was looking up apartments on Craigslist in Honduras.
The Trump administration has tried to end the program after Texas and other cuddle bear states threatened to sue to force an end to it.
God, well, just leave this alone, dickheads. It's resolved. There's DACA. You don't have to fuck with it.
At the time, then Attorney General Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III got made a little tent in his elf pants.
Ooh. Tent in his elf pants.
Thrilled to try to end the program. He told the DHS to end it, saying it's probably unlawful.
That leprechaun's got a bulge.
But a number of courts around the country have ruled that their reasoning was incorrect.
Yes.
Kept the program in place. There you go.
Don't you feel like on some level, Jeff Sessions could be more leprechaun than elf?
Being Irish, I reject
you don't like that. Well,
the leprechaun.
I don't know why.
A judge in the opinion said, to be clear, we do not hold that DACA could not be rescinded as an exercise of executive branch discretion. We hold only that here, where the executive branch did not make a discretionary choice to end DACA, but rather acted based on I can't read, but rather acted based on an erroneous view of what the law required.
Right.
The rescission was arbitrary and capricious under settled law. How many times have we read those terms in a lot of these rulings against a lot of this shit? No trans people allowed in the army.
It's cruel.
Judge says, wait a second, that there, you can't, you don't have a reason. This is, this is arbitrary and capricious.
Which is like saying this is cruel and wrong.
Yeah.
Why are you doing this?
Right. Right.
It's crazy. Damn, man.
So we'll see if it goes, you know, there's a possibility that not enough Scotals will want to.
Scotals.
Will want to pick it up.
Right.
And rule on it.
Which would be good.
And punt
right?
it back.
We don't want them to rule on it again. Because
we want them
the
to
right.
turn it down. Right. And then it goes back to the previous.
Yeah, the right ruling.
Right.
What happens? Listen, what the fuck is Ruth Bader Ginsburg doing walking around like you're Michael fucking Jordan? Sit down. What's God? Do you not
you're
have
85
fucking
sit, yeah.
Netflix? Really? How did she do this? Was she climbing up on her house to reposition the radar dish on her goddamn DirecTV or some shit?
So I guess that's good news.
Wait, what was that?
Which is temporary.
Oh, that is good news. Yeah. The dark as shit. That's good news.
There are currently pretty significant protests gathering.
Yes.
Today.
Okay. For gun violence?
Yeah. Apparently, it says massive protests are gathering across the country right now from New York to California to protect Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation.
Oh, Bob Mueller. Okay.
Trump appointed Matthew Whitaker, blah, blah, blah. We know that.
Roy Head.
There's protests in front of the White House.
Yeah.
There's a Move On protest going on right now in New York City.
Awesome.
Brian Krasenstein tweeted, wow, the Move On protest in NYC to support Mueller is quite large for such short notice.
Wow.
Downtown Orlando protests being tweeted out. Boston, # nobody is above the law.
Damn.
Protect Mueller.
Does Trump protest. Want this or is this a miscalculation?
A couple hundred people in... I don't know where this is. I think it's a Hail Mary. I think he's...
Does he know he's fucked?
Yeah.
Is he pulling the panic cord? I don't know what that would. What,
Richmond, Virginia.
Pulling my panic cord.
People tweeting.
Yes.
I don't know where Rockville is, but somewhere named
Rockville, Maryland, bitch.
Maryland, Rockville. People are protesting.
That sounds right. I think I heard that in a song. I forget what. I think Billy Idol says that in a song.
Rob Reiner tweeted yesterday, here we go. Trump reeks of desperation. He knows exactly what he's facing. He's going to try to get rid of Mueller before he has to face it. Can't let that happen. Buckle up. Big fight ahead.
Oh, shit. Rockville is in Maryland. And I was thinking of the R.E.M. song, Don't Go Back to Rockville. Don't go back.
Oh, yeah. R.E.M.
Not Billy Idol.
Billy Idol. Well, he may have covered it.
Yeah, but I thought of that. I didn't have to look it up.
I've seen Billy Idol twice.
Oh, really?
He's fucking awesome. He's fucking awesome.
I always like White Wedding.
One kind of back in the day, and one more recently, and very little difference. That old dude can still rock it old.
Yeah. You ever see The Clash?
I did not.
Damn.
Not live.
See The Clash. I wish I had seen The Clash.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Yay. By the way, we got a few minutes left here on the big old show. Tomorrow's Faithless Friday.
Sky God, how could you let all this bullshit happen?
I'm even more convinced daily.
How do you believe
there's
in a
no
God?
There's no good and kind deity. We're letting this shit happen in America.
Hey, to everybody sending thoughts and prayers to the families of these fucking victims. I mean, you're going to ask these families of these victims to think about a God that allowed their kids, their husbands, whatever, wives, daughters to get fucking slaughtered in goddamn this borderline. What kind of God is that? Get your God out of my bullshit. Your God sucks.
And again, thanks for buying shit through those through our Amazon portal. We appreciate that and love you long time.
Ooh.
What?
I don't know.
I've got a story. This is a few days old, but this is Trump's America.
Fuck you, boy.
We had, I don't even know if we covered this one, but ooh, you know, there's so many of these hashtags now, like, you know, barbecue Betty or
what is that?
These are white assholes who call the police on black people for no reason.
Please, you're a shitbag.
And then are made internet famous through a hashtag.
There should be some sort of, like, that should be against the law.
We've got this one, North Carolina.
Eat my dick.
They actually, the Popo were looking for her. There was a warrant out for her.
Oh, okay.
Because of this.
Yeah, you're misusing resources.
And she kind of went into hiding, and then they found her, and now she's turned herself in.
No.
North Carolina woman has turned herself into police for allegedly harassing a pair of African-American women in an apartment complex's parking lot last month. A local news affiliate in Charlotte reported that Susan Westwood, 51, turned herself in to the Popo. Was served with an outstanding misdemeanor warrant in addition to four criminal summons.
Oh, shit.
She's charged with communicating threats and misusing the 911 network.
You fucking dumbass racist. Imagine.
At one point, she's like, should I bring out my concealed carry?
What?
God. Right.
Imagine you're such a racist.
And she better not still have that. If she does have one, if she wasn't lying.
Of course she does, because we have such a shit system. If you're such a racist that it gets you arrested, you're a fucking loser.
The arrest comes after footage of her harassing two sisters after they as they waited for AAA.
Oh, my God.
For their car. She walks up and she appears to be obviously intoxicated, though I think she was driving.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's, I wonder. But anyway, she wanders up and she says, hi, how are you? I'm hot. I'm beautiful. I'm 51. What are we going to talk about tonight? Being hot, being beautiful, being white. This is Myers Park, South Park, bitch. Why are you up in here hanging out? Said Westwood, who is believed to have been intoxicated in the opening segment of the clip.
She was shit-faced. Okay.
She could also be heard telling the women they're hanging in a place You don't belong.
Well, my car broke down, and I'm waiting for AAA, you racist fuck nut.
Get out of here, she says at one point. Do I need to take out my concealed weapon, too? This is North Carolina, by the way.
But let me...
What does that mean?
I'm going to shoot you.
That means I can shoot you black women, and right. I'm white, and I'm going to get away with it.
But...
They're the taping all this.
Car is broken down, right? They're waiting on AAA.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
So,
Oh, how horrible.
She called police. She said, there are actually people here I've never seen before. They are African American.
Oh. Well, she just admits it. She's just a big racist. You know what? You know what Jesus would do in this situation? Do you know what Jesus would do? Black Jesus? Or any Jesus? Well, Jesus was black. He would help these people with their fucking car.
Right.
Instead of, I mean, their cars broke down. That sucks. It's a big hassle. Now you got this lunatic fucking yelling bullshit at you. This sucks.
Fucking asshole. Yeah. But what, I mean, listen to what she's saying. If hi, I'm hot. I'm white.
I'm attractive and beautiful and you're privileged and you're black.
Because they turned the camera on her. So she's like, hi, how are you? I'm hot. I'm beautiful. I'm white.
She's stupid. She sounds mentally ill to me. I mean, honestly, well, she's a racist.
She's drunk.
Yeah. Oh, she's wasted. That's right.
So I want to make sure that there's nothing going on. And why are you hanging out? Where do you live?
I must live.
Where do you live here in this place?
Aaron, Chef, do not entertain her, please.
No, stop. No, please. No,
they're laughing at her.
Right, right.
Please do, because I want to get this on film.
Yeah, we got you on film, honey.
Because this is Myers Park. This is South Park.
Okay. I think she means this is white people land.
Absolutely. That's got to be what she means.
Girl.
Ma'am, would you please leave us alone and go home?
I live here.
Go over there then.
I pay almost.
I pay rent too, so please.
What do you pay? And I'll let Jonathan know what you pay.
Whatever. Just leave
What's
us
going
alone.
On? What's going on here, babe?
Ma'am.
What's going on here in this parking lot that you feel that you need to congregate?
I don't want
to.
That you feel that you need to congregate. They're waiting
for AAA.
There's two women waiting at their car for AAA.
You know what, lady? What if there have been three or four or five?
Oh, an invasion.
Oh, who gives a shit? It's a caravan. I mean, we should expect this, right?
Yeah.
We got our fucking president caterwauling about a caravan of rapists.
Drop my video, so you go ahead
and
call.
I'm gonna drop my video, and I pay. I'm white, and I pay. I make $125,000 a year, and I want to make sure that you're all up in here.
Not anymore.
Oh, did she lose her job?
She worked for, I don't know what she did, making $125K in this part of North Carolina.
Yeah.
But she worked for Charter Communications.
Uh-oh.
And they issued a statement saying that she had been fired.
Bam!
As a result of the incident.
That's what happens, you fucking dirtbag Nazi racist freak.
And I thought I saw another...
That's nice.
I thought I saw another report that they might kick her out of the complex. Like, she might be jobless and homeless.
Now you can't be there.
Right.
Now you can't be there congregating, waiting on someone to pick you up because your fucking car is broken down.
And she may go to jail.
Yeah.
Because of the, what if I bring out my concealed carry bullshit?
Yeah.
I don't know if I have that clip, but I'd have to look through the rest of this shit. But
yes.
At one point she says, like I said, do I have to bring out my concealed carry?
Oh, my God. No, don't bring your gun out. Why do all... See, that's a problem. We did a story, that study, where if you have a gun, you're more likely to escalate an argument.
Right.
Because...
I have a gun.
Right.
And I'm not afraid of getting involved in conflict.
Is that what happens if you're armed and you start getting an argument with someone? In your mind, you're like, I'm safe because I have a gun.
Yeah.
Your brain is already, you know, you're thinking of that.
Right, I think.
See, I don't think that's a good thing. I guess I'm a ninny.
Good news. We didn't cover this one also.
Yes.
But Keith Ellison is resigning as the head of the Democratic National Committee because he won the race for Minnesota's attorney general.
Oh, shit. Isn't it better to have him as a legislator or an attorney general? What's better?
Well, he was a legislator.
Yeah.
First Muslim, I think, in Congress, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, he was.
And then he stepped down and he went to the DNC.
Right.
There are some accusations against him, though. Remember, we heard there was some
harassment bullshit, right?
Former girlfriend alleged he had physically abused her during their relationship. Oh, so I guess they're looking into that.
Guys, we got to stop that shit. This fucked up country.
So he's stepping down from the DNC and assuming the attorney general's position.
Yes.
In Minnesota.
Right.
Which went really blue.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, vexing Michelle Bachmann, right, I'm right. sure.
You know, I just want to say something. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. I put up a Throwback Thursday article, and I thought you'd mention it today, but you didn't, so that's okay. Man tries to cure constipation by putting a live 20-inch eel up his ass.
I didn't, yeah. In fact, I moved it because it hasn't dropped yet.
It's not important?
Yeah. It's
got to be on Thursday. It's Throwback Thursday.
There was other news that, that usurped it. I bumped it in the time feed. I think I might have put, I don't know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg or some other story.
I mean, did you see the picture of that thing?
I don't think that's the eel that he shoved up his ass.
Well, no, it's the type of
eel. It's an eel. Is it the same type of eel?
Yeah, yeah.
You know this?
A Chinese man had to undergo emergency surgery to remove a live eel from his intestines and told doctors that he had put the eel up his ass in order to cure constipation.
We got a couple minutes left here on the big show. I do want to get to this.
You know, it's funny. I'm so sorry. The doctor suggested instead of the eel, like take some, you know,
a pill. Laxatives?
Take a laxative.
Maybe some, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe eat some fiber.
All right.
This one, there may be some disagreement on.
Yeah, what is this?
Fox News host Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, fuck him.
Was at his desk last night, about a couple hours before his show.
Oh, I get it.
When he suddenly started receiving multiple text messages, something was happening at his home in Northwest DC.
Okay.
Called his wife, said she was in the kitchen getting ready to go out to dinner. She heard pounding on the front door and screaming.
Oh, God.
Someone then started throwing themselves against the front door.
Oof.
Actually cracked the door.
Oh, I'm not for this.
She locked herself in the pantry and called 911. Fortunately, none of the kids are home at the time. They have four kids.
Oh, God. They're going to grow up to be fucking assholes.
Protesters.
Well, I don't think you should go on somebody's private property and shit. Stand on the sidewalk outside his house and yell
at him. I don't agree with that either. But
you know,
the kids don't deserve that.
Yeah, but yeah,
it's not their fault. Their father's a stepping asshole. And when he gets to work, when they're out in public on the way into a restaurant, that we've talked about that. I start feeling icky when you're in the restaurant.
Yeah,
and absolutely icky if you follow people home. That's like Operation Rescue, disgusting kind of shit. Where they follow, they went to kids' schools. And it was like, your father is an abortion killer?
Right, but if you go to a restaurant, you know, whatever, dude. You don't have to be outside, a fucking fascist.
I think outside is okay. I think you shouldn't create a scene in a restaurant. My personal opinion.
Yeah, and listen. I don't think you should use your platform on a news thing to be a goddamn fucking Nazi fucknut.
One person... Well, now deleted social media posts shared by Smash Racism DC, a local anti-fascist organization.
Yes.
Their members have been tied to other demonstrations against prominent Republicans like Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Right.
They're the ones that organized and got a run out of that restaurant.
Oh.
They showed up outside Carlson's home.
Yeah, that, see, I don't like this. You can't be throwing yourself into somebody's fucking door.
One person was using a bullhorn, said, Tucker Carlson, we are outside your home. You promote hate and an ideology that has led to thousands of people dying. We want you to know we know where you sleep at night.
Oh, shit. Well,
Tucker Carlson, we will fight. We know where you sleep at night. Mm. About 20 people.
Wow. Well,
the Popo responded within a few minutes.
You can't do this shit. But then again, I don't remember watching a lot of Batman where Batman's just like not, you know, doing anything either.
The group called Carlson a racist scumbag, demanded that he leave town.
He is.
There's a woman overheard in one of the deleted videos saying she wants to bring a pipe bomb to the house.
Well, that's fucked up.
Carlson said it wasn't a protest. It was threats.
Yes.
They weren't protesting anything specific. I had said they weren't asking me to change anything. They weren't protesting policy or advocating for legislation. They were threatening me and my family and telling me to leave my own neighborhood, the city that I grew up in.
And you know what? And that's wrong. And that's horrible. But, you know, he sits on his fucking news program and emboldens bad people to do bad shit. And he is responsible for a lot of fucking violence.
He contributes to the atmosphere, which, of course, does not justify any of these.
That's what I'm saying.
But he does contribute to the atmosphere.
And if I see you at the fucking Golden Corral, I can tell you how I feel.
And I won't. I'll wait until you're outside.
Yeah.
I don't want to make anyone's cheese fountain experience
at the Golden Corral
uncomfortable.
Well, to me, yeah.
I mean collateral damage. I don't want to ruin anybody else's good time.
Well, the Golden Corral. I'm on a date with my cousin.
There's always a good time.
I'm on a date with my cousin. Please don't ruin it.
Rudy Giuliani.
Tucker Carlson, a fucking Nazi.
Oh, I think we might have dropped out for a minute.
Oh, fuck.
It's still buffering. We may be going, but we may have dropped out a moment.
No, we're back. My brother just told me.
Oh, well, there you go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alaska.
It's good that I got a warning here minutes after it apparently it happened.
Right.
That's it. We got to go anyway.
Yay!
And we're back to go, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We're going to be here for the we're back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern for Faithless Friday. Listen to us live. Download us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, at Spotify, at your favorite application, or at crabdiving.com.
Fuck you!
Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy. His Instagram is at Rated R Comedy. Go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. Back tomorrow with more Trumpian bullshit.
Guns kill people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Good morning, man.
Oh. I shouldn't play that one.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.